weather for, well, some people are taking it easy. You need to be careful. You need to be wise. You need to be cautious. But then, of course, then you get blind Dave Healy. Hi.
Am I white? Well, it's blue. Bicycle. Yes, yeah, we've been out on the bike today, Simon.
Yeah, and you haven't been out for a while, have you?
No. We did the last cycle challenge, which was Swansea back to the Hawthorns in April, would you believe? My gosh, where's the time gone? So we haven't been out on the bike. I had the wheel trimmed up, and there was a buckle in it, and some spokes broke, and there's a lovely company close to us called Wilkinson Wheels, and they're excellent. They, you know, anytime I've got problems with the wheels and whatnot, they'll bump and they done it. So then my old mate Mark, he found a new stand, which he saw on a tandem, which is brilliant. So, you know, to sort of put a tandem against a fence, or if you're doing something, it's a nightmare, because you put the back there and the front rolls, and, you know, he's got me a new stand, which is absolutely fantastic. You just plonk it up, put your foot down, and the bike just on any surface. And then there's me and Dougie. That's the problem with my tandem, is me and Dougie, when we sit on it and pedal, or in the case of Edo pedal, and I do. But yeah, we decided that we want to start getting the miles up a little bit on the tandem side. You know, because you never know, there might always be a cycle ride looming somewhere, which, you know, could be a possibility. So we want to get some miles in. So what we've decided, you know, each week we're just going to throw a few more. We've done 36, 37 miles today. Done a few herons on the way as well. I delivered a couple of the phone holders, come pen holders, a couple of checks, and a signed copy of a photograph from Gabriel Selassie for someone. And we've just been tootling around the area, having a little chin wag, enjoying the weather, a few toots and hoots and waves, I'm told, and generally, we just chilled out.
It's amazing, though, that I always think on a bike how much ground you can cover without a lot of effort.
It's unbelievable, mate. I mean, to think, you know, I mean, Dougie said to me, how far do you want to go? I said, well, Steve, we have been here for a bit, you know, and I had done a lot of running these last couple of weeks. I saw 20 miles of Dougie today. And as it happens, we kicked in 37. And, you know, you think, that weren't so bad. That weren't so bad. But the mileage and the distance, and, well, for me, it's like we went from here to Smethwick, to Wolverhampton, to Bilston, to Aldridge, over to Sutton, and then back. And when you start thinking of those miles in your head, you think, wow, I can't do that in a day. But you can, you know what I mean? And we just done it, and it's amazing. One second you're in wherever, and then 5 minutes later, you know, 2 miles out. Oh, yeah, but you can do some miles. There's no two ways about it.
And the good thing is, even when it's hot like this, actually when you're moving, it's actually quite nice on the bike.
Yeah.
It's when you stop.
If you can get a nice flat and you can get a nice, you know, sort of head of steam up or a little bit of an incline down, so yeah, you've got a lovely breeze hitting you, so you've got the warmth of the sun, but you don't feel, well, that's where it gets a bit dangerous, I suppose, because, you know, if you're out in it too long, no sunblock on, then that's when the sun gets you. But no, it's nice. I like the winter when it's crisp and cold. I don't particularly want the rain. But there's something about running and cycling and being in the sun, that warmth, it gives you, puts a smile on your face when you're doing something, doesn't it?
And the body works a bit better, doesn't it, when it's warm like this?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it's like an oil to the human body, isn't it? You know, it sort of nullifies the joints, and it just gives you that nice feeling of well-being, you know, everything. You get off the bike and you ain't shivering, and you get on the bike and you ain't shivering. You ain't got to put, you know, all sorts of gloves and coats and hats and bonnets and leg warmers. And I mean, it's lovely to get on with just a shirt, my shoes, and off you went, you know.
You've had a few repairs to do on the bike, though, haven't you? I was thinking, you haven't done that many miles on it.
No, well, the problem that we find is, and we were talking today to a couple who was having a glass of water with, you know, at the stop. Me and Dougie, I mean, between us, we're certainly a good 12 and a half stone each, getting on for 13 stone. So when you start thinking about the weight of the bike, us two lads, you know, plus what kids and stuff we got in the back, you ain't far short of 30 stone. Which two of you is sort of pedalling down the street and you know, that's a lot of weight to be pumping around in. And you get some of these hills, and of course the bike itself is obviously carrying that weight, and I suppose every time you hit a pothole or a hole or just a little bit of a dent in the road, it's got to jar that bike at some, doesn't it? So, and the wheels, especially, you know, the one at the back, takes a lot of the power and the force. So it doesn't surprise me that there were two spokes broke and a little bit of buckling, but I think that's the hazards of tandeming. And where a lot of people say, and I'm not saying all, but there's a lot of people who do jump on a tandem. They may go out once a month and do 20 miles in that month. Once me and Dougie start motoring, you know, we can get up to easily a few thousand miles a month. And that's a lot of riding, a lot of road, a lot of bumps. And so the bike needs that little bit more TLC, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it's about a perspective, isn't it? Now, the film, if you don't know, Dave's having a film made about him. It's about your challenge when you did the sevens, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incorporating the seven marathons, and then it's flashbacks to my life, as in when I was diagnosed, to when I was starting to lose my sight, to when I lost my sight and stuff, you know, and hopefully. But, hey, Simon, I've got to say, whether we've chatted or whether I've said, because I don't know. Quite a coincidence, last week, when you mentioned to me off-air afterwards a young gentleman by the name of Rick up in Wigan Way.
Oh, Rick Jones?
Yeah. Well, as you said, you know, he's a singer-songwriter, he's blind, he plays the drums, the guitar, the harmonica, the you know, the keyboard. I'm thinking, wow, you know, the triangle I suffer with. So anyway, he gave me a ring, out of the blue, give me a ring, and me and Rick had a good old combo. And I mentioned the film, and I mentioned a couple of songs, I mentioned music. Straight away, he said to me, Dave, I've got the perfect song for you, Walking in My Shoes. And anyway, he sent the record down through however he works on these things, MP3, played it, Deb listened to it, and I went, wow, that's nice. That's just you. Sums you up. And then I sent it off to Gary, the donkey, who obviously, you know, is in the business. He's like you. You play your trumpet and he knocks his tin cans, you know, with a couple of sticks. And he came back and he said, Dave, perfect. So I sent it over to the producer, and his email back to me was, wow. So he was talking to the production team, Ian and Dominic. They liked it. So the likelihood is, they are somehow, somewhere in the film, I don't know because I'm not involved with that bit, they're going to use Rick's song, which will be absolutely brilliant. And when they've spoke to him, I'm guessing, and they may have spoken to him, but I know they're going to, it might be that a few more of his songs, or even if he gets to play, you know, relevant instruments on the song, which would be lovely. Now, ain't that unbelievable, from a conversation off air after we spoke last week to a phone call to where that might take, hopefully, Rick.
Incidentally, we are going to run Rick's interview tomorrow again and play one of his tracks. Not that particular one, that I know the one you're talking about. Another one that's coming off his album that's about to come out. But I was actually knocked out. If you want to check out Rick Jones' music, by the way, if you just put in Rick, R-I-K, Jones, SoundCloud, guitarist, vocalist, and there's a selection of a few of his songs there, all performed by him, produced by him, and co-written with his friend. And absolutely, I was knocked out by them. So, yeah. You know, and the thought of him having some stuff with your film, it's just amazing, like you say, that how things just come together.
Well, it's right. And I mean, you know, I explained to Rick that obviously the film has been sponsored by a lot of local people, and there's people have put a few bob in, but there isn't the money in the kitty to sort of throw around willy-nilly. And, but, you know, it's like I said to Rick, I doubt they'll be able to give you anything other than the fact that it'd be on the credits. But the thing is, Simon, who knows? There could be two copies of that film made and, you know, somebody I'd buy in the second one other than me might decide that Rick's song and voice is whatever. But you just don't know where it can take you. So, you know, he was sort of, as he said to me, grateful, you know, he'll be on the credits. And who knows? Because wherever that goes, you know, I go, I could get a talk. Rick goes, you could get a song. Yeah, you just don't know, do you?
You just don't know. And he seems such a lovely guy.
Yeah,
so,
seems a nice chap.
Yeah, such a nice guy.
You know, the only thing I've got against him is, like, He lives up in Wigan, close to Donkey.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So, but there again, you know, I don't have to tell him he comes from Wigan, do I?
You'll end up, they'll conspire against you. So, where is the film actually going to be shown then?
At the moment, mate, I am sort of very nonplussed because I spoke to the producer the other day. They're doing all the editing and whatever they do with the film. We are supposed to be seeing some clips, I believe, or Deb's going to be seeing some very, very shortly, because they want sort of, well, mine, Deb's really, she's going to be looking at it, sort of approval to whatever. But what they were saying, they were very, very happy with what they filmed, and it was going to be a 30-minute film, and now they've said, we can't cut anything out, we don't feel we want to, so it's now going to be 45. So the avenues for it change. It can still be put into short film festivals, which is what they want. But they now say 45 minutes constitutes, there's a possibility it could become TV documentary, if somebody were to take it on. But we're hoping it's going to be out in September, but I don't know where and who is going to be showing it. Obviously, there will be an audience of some description, but for the first thing, I don't know how it's, you know, I don't know how these things work. So
yeah, but 45 minutes, I would thought, yeah, that would work well on an hour's documentary, say, an independent channel.
Well, this is what they're saying, because of the advertisement, you know, and they have to put in. But, you know, I'm still gutted, so there's the fact I couldn't get even a part in my own flipping film. So,
you got a cameo, come on.
Do I really want to watch it? You know what I mean?
You've got a cameo in it.
But you didn't even... Yeah. I mean, the dog's got a better part than me. It's so funny, I tell you. Especially when we got kicked off the set because Seamus was growling. Oh, it was hilarious. I must admit, though, again, you know, without repeating myself, you know, when I've been to the various filmings and what they've been doing, you know, take one, take two. And now I understand why they use that clackerboard, and I understand why they do different things, you know, the same. It's all so that they know where things are happening to from. And it's quite amazing just sitting there listening and asking questions afterwards. I got not a big feel, but just a little feel, and I think, now I know why they do that, you know. And it's, but it was very interesting to sort of sit listening to what went on, but,
Well, lots going on, and we'll keep you in the loop as to what's happening in the film and with Rick as well. And as I say, we'll be hearing Rick's interview again tomorrow afternoon. Just before you go, give us your contacts, because you've got lots going on Facebook.
Okay. Have I? The website is blinddavehealy.co.uk. The Facebook is Blind Dave Healy, and the Twitter is @BlindDaveHealy, and Healy is spelled HEELY. So, you know, it's all good, busy, and we're working our way up to a bit of a dinner at the minute, so we're busy on that now too. So, plus work, plus the workshop, plus the tandeming, plus the running, plus, you know, promoting Rick. My golly, got donk.